Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Investigators in Philadelphia confirm that 2-year-old Jeremiah Cotman, who was reported missing in Chester City, has been found safe in Philadelphia. Police said they responded to the home of Jeremiah's mother on Wednesday after a reported argument. That's when they learned that Jeremiah's family members hadn't seen the boy since his birthday party in May. Police then received information indicating the boy was with his grandparents. Yesterday, Chester City Police and Philadelphia Police responded to a home near 40th and Spruce Streets where they believed Jeremiah had recently stayed with his grandparents. Police found Jeremiah at the home. Police also took two people from that house into custody. Investigators have not yet identified those two individuals or revealed if they face any charges. Jeremiah, who appeared to be in good condition, was taken to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for an evaluation. He is in the custody of Child and Youth Services. As we've been reporting, SEPTA has asked for state approval to use money reserved for capital projects to temporarily fund services as they race to roll back cuts before a September 14th deadline. KYW's Sonny Morgan spoke with writers with mixed feelings about the ongoing transit issues.
Last week, a judge ordered SEPTA to restore their service and allowed them to proceed with a 21.5% fare increase. If the state approves of funding SEPTA through its capital assistance fund, the agency says it would prevent service cuts for as long as 2 years.
I'm definitely happy that the services are coming back, but I'm not going to lie, like increasing it is, you know, it's a little bit of a stretch.
That's Justin Hall, who says he's felt the impacts of SEPTA's cuts despite not heavily relying on the transit agency. Quentin, who does rely on the buses, says that while he understands they need money, the service cuts impacted a lot of people.
Y'all ruined a lot of people's lives. They like really, really ruined a lot of people. The one bus, throwing Wendell, CDF no more. It's sad. But we'll see what happens.
And that report by Sonny Morgan. The general election after a presidential year traditionally sees the lowest turnout in Pennsylvania, but a panel of political and legal experts argued that this election could be the most important for Pennsylvania in years. KYW's Pat Loeb explains.
There is a rare battle going on in the November judicial retention elections. These are not really races. The judges don't face an opponent. Voters simply vote yes or no on whether they should continue to serve for another 10 years. But this year, Attorney Shannon Spector says the elections are being politicized because the three state Supreme Court justices seeking retention were elected as Democrats. Spector called the opposition disappointing.
They have not performed their functions as justices for the last 10 years as Democrats. They have performed their functions as independent jurists.
Kadita Kenner of the voting advocacy group New Pennsylvania Project says a loss in the retention election could cause chaos at a time when the state high court is more vital than ever to preserve reproductive and voting rights.
There is no replacement for them. If they are not retained, we will have vacancies on the bench.
Kenner is trying to educate voters on the importance of the race in hopes of improving turnout.
Food Bank of South Jersey CEO Fred Wasiak has announced that he'll be retiring at the end of the year. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with him about the challenges ahead as demand is higher than it's been in years.
Since 2018, Fred Wasiak has spent his days trying to help people put food on the table. Now at age 65, he will soon step aside and hand the reins off to somebody else who will face many of the same challenges he's faced over the years, plus some new ones, as federal funding cuts to programs like SNAP are looming.
With only so many resources, we can only do so much. And, you know, we can't be everything to everyone.
Demand at the food bank is the highest it's been since the start of the COVID pandemic.
We're up to 185,000 people a month.
Wasiak says it's been the honor of his career to serve alongside the team of staff and volunteers who give so much of themselves for their neighbors. And he's confident the spirit of community will continue to thrive for years to come.
It's no different than any nonprofit that's going through this.
A new CEO will likely be announced before the start of the new year.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.